Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God, glory be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, it's already morning, and I'm already happy. I thank God for another day. I thank God for another day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm your host, AJC, and I'm going to see you through the day. I thank you for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio on Zeno FM. The name of the show is AJ Ministries House of Prophecy, and this is your morning inspiration. We woke up this morning, and we happy already. The Bible tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that's a reason to shout already. I'm happy in the Lord today. I'm happy in the Lord today. I tell you, every day I wake up, every morning I open my eyes, I have a new reason to celebrate. I have a new reason to say, God, thank you. Because somebody didn't wake up last night. Somebody don't have the activity they live. Somebody don't even have a roof over their head. But I thank God that he saw it fit to give it to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. I don't know who you is today. I don't know where you at, but I want to thank you for stopping by. I want to thank you for coming by rebroadcast, and I want to tell you right now that it's going to be a good day in the Lord. It's a good day in the Lord because we got up already. We got up already. The Bible tells us that the Lord is our rock. He is my fortress. He is my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation. He is my high tower. God is my all in all. What you got to know is that if you lean on the Lord, he'll hold you up. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't know who out there today, but I know it's time to wake up. It's time to get moving. I tell you, it's time to take off. I don't want to just walk out the door. I want to run out the door. I don't want to just face the enemy. I want to fight the enemy. It's time to get into the battle. Yeah, 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 yeah. God got something good for today. God got something for you today. He's going to come out fighting. He's going to come out with his hands up. So you got to understand, there's one thing that God can't do is he can't lose. So once you got on his side, you got on the winning team. I tell you, you need to celebrate for just being on the winning team. My God, my God. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, all right. Let me calm down a minute. Let's get this particulars out of the way. I want to thank everybody for coming. I did that. I want to let you know to join us on our social media sites on Wednesday night when we're having Bible study. We're actually right now studying the book of Proverbs. I know a lot of people don't talk about Proverbs because there don't have a lot of stories in it, but I think Proverbs is a book that we all need to understand because it's going to give you understanding and knowledge of where you're going in God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to shout out everybody out there. I want to shout out my loving wife who I depend on so hardly. I tell you, sometimes I don't know what I'll do without that woman. I fear today if she ever think to walk without the door. I tell you, I'll be lost without her. My head will fall off my shoulders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God said, he who finds a righteous wife finds a good thing. And I tell you, he gave me a righteous wife. He gave me a praying wife. And I want to thank God for all those praying women out there that's out there holding up the battlefield, picking up the slack for us men when we fall short. God, I thank you for them. Hallelujah. All right, all right, all right. Today, that's not what it's about today. It's always about the Lord, but it's not about that right there. We're going to start off this morning like we're supposed to. We have a poem. And today's poem was really, when I found the poem, it hit me, the title itself hit me kind of hard. And it made me think about so many people out here today. So the name of the poem is Letting Go. And they don't know who the author of it is. So it's an unknown author. So whoever you are there, if you hear this poem, Letting Go, if you get to have a take a moment and come by here and hear this poem, please let us know who you are, because we want to shout you out. You know, the poem made me think about how many families today or grandparents, great-grandparents, that are afraid to let go. People in general, mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers that are afraid to let go of one thing or another. When it said letting go, it didn't just mean letting go of a child. It meant letting go of a relationship, letting go of a job that is not doing you any good. Letting go sometimes is the best thing you can do. Letting go the old so you can pick up the new. But that's not the poem. I'm going to read this poem. We're going to have our little prayer. I'm going to let you run off into the streets and enjoy God for the day. Amen. The poem is entitled Letting Go. And it goes like this. To let go doesn't mean to stop caring. It means I can't do it for someone else. To let go is not to cut myself off. It's the realization that I can't control another. To let go is not to enable, but to allow learning from natural consequences. To let go is to admit powerlessness, which means the outcome is not in my hands. To let go is not to try and change or blame another. I can only change myself. To let go is not to care for, but to care about. To let go is not to fix, but to be supportive. To let go is not to judge, but to allow another to be human being. To let go is not to be in the middle arranging all the outcomes, but to allow others to affect their own outcome. To let go is not to be protective. It is to permit another to face reality. To let go is not to deny, but to accept. To let go is not to nag, scold, or argue, but to search out my own shortcomings and correct them. To let go is not to adjust everything to my desires, stay as it comes, and cherish the moment. To let go is not to criticize and regulate anyone, but to try to become what I dream I can be. To let go is not to regret the past, but to grow and live for the future. To let go is to fear less and love more. Letting go. You know, when I read that poem and I thought about what the writer was trying to convey to us, it really touched my heart, because so many families today, I can't even just say families, but people just don't seem to want to let go. They just hold on to things for whatever reason. You know, it's like the show that I saw that time, Hoarders. They get used to something and they keep it. They might not need it, they might not want it, they might not even use it any longer, but they hold on to it anywhere. So God is trying to say to you today, why? Why are you holding on to it? Why are you keeping it? It's only clogging up the space that you have to go forth. So you're holding on to something that you have no value in, or that you're giving value to for no reason. God is trying to say today that sometimes you gotta let that stuff go. You gotta let it go and give it back to where it came from. See, today is about us talking. It's about us saying it's okay to let go of that child that seems to always be in an issue. It's okay to let go of that husband or that wife that's not treating me like you should be. It's okay to let go of those things in your life that are doing more harm than helping you. See, today I need you to understand that letting go doesn't mean that you gave up. Letting go means that you found you another way. So today I need you to remember to let go of the things that you've been holding on so tight to. You know, things that you really don't even like doing. Oh, You don't even want to go to the club, but you go to the club every weekend with your friends. Why? Because they go, so I go. But you don't even want to go. You'd rather stay home with your wife or your husband. You know, you wear certain clothes or go do certain things because of other people, what they want to do. You don't even want to do it. You're sitting there, you smoking marijuana, your head's so full of, so messed up, you don't even know why you're doing it. But you do it just because. Let go. Take a moment and go through your life and understand letting go is another form of change. The Bible says, when I was a child, I ate and I spake as a child. When I became a man, I put childish things away. At some point, you got to let go of some things. You got to put some things out of your life. You got to turn some things down. You got to tell some people, you know, we've been friends for a long time, but this right here ain't working out no longer. We've been in this relationship for 6 years, and you ain't made up your mind to marry me yet. I think it's time we look to see other people. What you got to understand is that if you stay in one spot all your life, you become stagnant. You can't grow. You can't move forward. And you got to know what's making you, it will stop you from moving forward. You got to know what's making you not move into the direction you want to move. The Bible says, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. What you got to understand is that if you take this moment today and you fall down on your knees and you tell God, God, listen, this thing been going on a long time. We've been having a lot of problems. Issues been going on left and right. I need you, God, to remove this thing out of my life. I need you, God, to stop this thing from happening. I need you to show me a better way. I need you to help me move past this place of being stuck. See, if you hung up over all kinds of things, how can you ever get free? See, the Bible tells us about strongholds and things of that nature. You got to know that God didn't mean for you to be bound. God didn't mean for you to be held up. God didn't mean for you to be held back. God has a purpose in mind, and you got to know that it's your purpose. Some people won't be able to go with you. I don't want to preach to you this morning. I don't want you to think that I came on here to make you feel bad, but I need you to understand that there's more in store for you, that there's change of coming. See, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. See, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that the Lord is King. See, you got to know that today is your day to be set free. Today is your day to be loosed. Today is your day to tell the enemy, I will do it no longer. You don't need no more drugs. You don't need those cigarettes. You don't need no more drinking. All you need is the Lord. Understand, I was that one that was out there in the street doing everything that under the sun. But you can be changed today. Romans says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature able to separate me from the love of God. You got to know today that if there's something in your life that's stopping you from getting to where you want to be, you got to know that it's time to take that thing down. It's time to turn that thing off. It's time to let that thing go. If it's your wife, if it's your husband, if it's your child, if it's an ailment, let it go right now. Don't let it stop you from getting where God is trying to take you to, because there's more in store. I'm your host, AJ Sheik, and I can just tell you, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. God is going to fix it. All you got to do is lay your hands in his hands. Open up your heart and say, God, here I am, just as I am, broken, battered, and bruised. Take me. Let him know that it's okay for him to take over what you have, because your life isn't your own. It belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My God, my God. So today, before you go out into that world, before you face those challenges that we face every day, before you go into that confusion and frustration that we call the rat race, before you do that, you let God know that it's okay to take over. I'm your host, AJC. I'll see you right here tomorrow. Be blessed. Thank you.